All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah, welcome back.
Today, we are going really deep on an organization called Global Cardiac Alliance.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
And I think this is going to be interesting for a couple different types of people listening. So, you know, if you're someone who's looking for maybe a new charity to donate to,
yeah,
this is going to be right up your alley.
Absolutely.
Or if you are a medical professional who is maybe looking to volunteer your time abroad on a mission trip or something like that.
Yeah.
This one's going to be for you, too.
Absolutely.
So Global Cardiac Alliance, they are all about bringing really, really top-notch, world-class heart care to children in low- and middle-income countries.
Yeah. Yeah. Saving kids around the world.
Yeah. So we're going to learn what makes them tick, what kind of impact they're actually having, and how you can maybe get involved.
Yeah. I'm excited to dig into this one. I think it's a really powerful organization.
Yeah. So one of the first things I noticed when I was kind of looking into this is that they went through a little bit of a name change. They used to be the Novic Cardiac Alliance.
Oh, interesting.
And now it's Global Cardiac Alliance.
Mm.
And I'm kind of curious what you think about that. What do you think that shift might signal or indicate?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is that maybe they're trying to emphasize a move towards broader collaboration.
Okay.
You know, maybe moving beyond being so closely tied to one individual.
Right.
Even someone, you know, as respected as Dr. Novick, obviously, but maybe trying to highlight a more global network of partners.
Yeah. And, you know, Global Cardiac Alliance, GCA, rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because the Novick Cardiac Alliance.
It's catchy.
But, you know, a global network of partners, I think that makes a lot of sense. And it kind of speaks to their approach to heart care in general, right? They're all about sustainability.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really struck me about GCA. You know, it's not just about going in and performing surgeries. It's about, you know, working to build lasting healthcare solutions in these countries.
Exactly.
You know, teaching a man to fish and all that.
That's a good point. Yeah, so it's not just like a one-off kind of thing.
Right.
They're really trying to build something.
Exactly.
That will last.
Long-term impact.
Yeah, long-term impact. And, you know, speaking of impact, I think we got to talk about the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers are impressive.
Because the numbers are impressive. Over 2,800 lives saved since 2014.
Wow.
168 trips completed, and they've operated in 20 different countries.
That's incredible.
That's huge. It's a big undertaking.
Yeah, they're making a real difference.
Yeah, and you know, I'm curious though. You know, we talk about the numbers, and obviously those are really important. They're really great.
Yeah.
But how do we measure that long-term impact, right?
Right.
Like what happens after GCA leaves a particular country or a particular hospital?
Exactly. You know, what's the sustainability of these programs?
Yeah.
Do they have data on the local team's success rates after they've been trained by GCA?
Yeah. Are they able to carry on the work?
Right. You know, are these solutions truly sustainable?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's what I'm really curious about is how they achieve that sustainability.
Yeah.
Right? Because it seems like they are really focused on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what kind of training programs are they implementing? Are they tailoring those to each country's specific needs?
Yeah, from what I've gathered, it seems like their approach is really about empowering local medical professionals.
Okay.
It's not just about parachuting in a bunch of surgeons
right.
and then leaving, you know.
Gotcha.
It's about really training local doctors and nurses, creating these long-term partnerships with hospitals, you know, providing education resources, ongoing support.
Okay, so they're building that infrastructure.
Exactly. It's like, think of it this way. You're funding a system, not a Band-Aid.
Right, yeah. And that's a much more powerful approach in the long run.
Absolutely.
And it makes me think about anyone listening who might be considering a medical mission trip.
Yeah.
You know, what is it actually like to be on the ground with GCA?
Yeah, well, luckily we have a little glimpse into that experience through Joe Dyer.
Okay.
She's a PICU nurse who volunteered with GCA. And she said, you know, it's the most challenging work I have ever done. But seeing the dedication and enthusiasm of the local teams makes you want to make repeat trips.
Wow. Yeah, that really kind of brings it home, right?
It does.
Yeah, it's not a vacation.
No.
Right? It's hard work.
Yeah, you're going there to work.
But the reward seems to be in that kind of shared dedication.
Yeah.
That feeling of working together to make a lasting difference.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those considering donating, I think it's important to note that GCA is also extremely transparent.
Okay. Yeah, transparency is huge.
Huge. You know, they've earned the GuideStar 2020 Platinum Seal of Transparency.
Wow.
And a perfect 100 out of 100 rating from Charity Navigator.
So you know where your money's going.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really good to hear.
Yeah.
So for anyone listening who is maybe feeling a little bit inspired by this,
yeah,
what can they do to get involved with GCA?
Well, the best place to start is their website, globalcardiacalliance.org.
Okay.
You can find information on how to donate, learn about volunteer opportunities, really explore what they do in depth.
Okay, awesome. So globalcardiacalliance.org.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm really glad we had a chance to kind of deep dive on this organization.
Me too.
It's truly inspiring work. And as we wrap up here, you know, I can't help but think, what if every child, regardless of where they were born, had access to the same level of heart care?
Right.
It's a big goal.
It is a big goal.
But GCA is showing us that it's possible step by step.
Yeah, one heartbeat at a time.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
For more explorations of impactful organizations.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, y'all.